Alrighty, this is Christina with Rock on Request Magazine, and I have the pleasure today of speaking with Lita Ford. How are you doing, Lita?
Hey, Christina, what's going on?
Not much. I am just excited to talk to you. You have no idea.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And, you know, I am a child of 80s rock music. Not much of a child. I mean, I was 18, 19 when it was going strong, and that's my time. So, you know, I really consider it a privilege to be talking to, you know, legends of rock and metal from those days. So, one of my favorites, you are definitely by far.
Cool, appreciate that. That's awesome. It's good to be the queen. There's actually, you know, people say, oh, Lita, you're from the 80s or whatever. And they forget about the Runaways days, because the Runaways started in 1975.
Right.
I did 5 years with the Runaways before the 1980s.
Well, let me tell you.
That's kind of a 70s band, I guess.
Right, right. And I have definitely not forgotten the Runaways. I mean, you know, that's, you can't forget where things start. You know, and that was definitely a great time. You know, just for me as a female who used to sing way back in the day, it's always great to be able to talk to women who kind of forged the scene for women in rock so long ago. You know.
Yeah, there's not many of them.
No.
Probably wasn't. There is now. There seems to be more now than there is than there was then.
Right.
But I know back then I was one of the only ones. One of the only ones that played guitar, anyway. And, you know, there was a lot of other rock female singers, but none of them played guitar.
Right. Well,
strum a few chords, maybe. That's about it.
You do a little more than play guitar. I got to tell you, you kick so much ass on guitar. For me, aside from singing, I mean, I always wanted to be this badass guitar player, and I love guitar. I mean, that's what my biggest passion where rock is concerned is just these wicked guitar parts, and you shred like nobody's business.
It's fun.
It looks like fun. It looks like a lot of fun. Well,
it's fun to stand on stage and play guitar and look at the audience's face.
Right.
And just, like, shred some lead and look at some guy in the face, and he looks at you, and he looks at your fingers, and he looks back in your face, and he just gets this big grin on his face, like, oh my God, I can't believe what I just saw. And it's the coolest feeling.
Well, I'll tell you, I envy you for that, and I think you just really are setting the standard, or always have set the standard, for any female guitarist, let alone any guitarist out there, really, who's playing the kind of, you know, heavy guitar that you are. There's just a short list for me of people that I really could listen to just shred all day, and you're one of them. So I think it's great to have you doing this new record that you're putting out, and I've heard it, and it's just amazing.
You like it?
I love it. I told your publicist when I got the sampler first and listened to that. And so now just yesterday I actually got the full CD. And when I just heard the sampler, I was like, you know, this is like, nothing has changed. She's, you know, it's just like she stepped from the last record to this next record and is playing just as mean and heavy and sexy and just everything you love about listening to any music that you put out, you know?
Exactly how we wanted to keep the new stuff. We wanted to keep it heavy and sexy, and we didn't want to do hairy armpits and sandals music, you know. We wanted to do something that was heavy and had lots of energy and was extremely sexual.
Oh yeah, and you know.
I mean, you know, this could be my last shot at rock and roll, you know. And I wanted to give it my all. I wanted to just balls to the walls, slam, you know, slam. What, Jim? Well, yeah, literally slam.
Yeah, well, you know, hit people in the face with it, which is what I always love about your music. To me, like, you know, first of all, I don't foresee this being your last shot at anything, but I do know what you're saying. It's like, if, let's just say you decide this is the last one you want to put out, it seems like you just came out and said, okay, this is who I am, this is what I'm putting out there. It seems like you, and people can take it or leave it, love it or hate it. you know.
It really does. Yeah, you can listen to it and know that it's Lita, although it is different.
Yeah, it is definitely. I mean, to me, I really, first of all, there's so many things about it that I like, but, you know, it looks like you've taken your talent, which you already had. You wrote some great new material, and I think Jim wrote this album with you, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a fantastic collaboration of everything, but even the artwork on the CD is phenomenal, and it seems like the whole thing is just carrying you through this story to each and every song. You know, it just, it was amazing when I saw the artwork. I loved it.
The artwork is fabulous. It really is. Piggy D did a great job. Now, yeah, you did say you got the CD, the actual album, is the 15-song
right.
CD.
Yeah, I got that yesterday.
The artwork is incredible, and the more you look at it, the more you see. It's like I Spy.
Right.
And the more you listen to the album, the more you hear. It's the same thing. The artwork and the music go hand in hand. As a package, it's phenomenal. So, I mean, I you know, a lot of people download stuff these days, but I really think that this package is worth getting just to look at the artwork alone.
I agree.
Alone to hear the music and what's going on the music, but the artwork, if you stare at it, you'll start to see things that you didn't see the first time you looked at it, which is really fun and interesting.
Well, I know what I'm going to be doing later tonight. I'm going to be looking at everything over and over again, because I've only had it a day, you know, so I think I'm going to be entertaining myself just by looking at the artwork tonight.
And you listen to it, and then you put on the CD, and then you pick up the album cover, and you sit there and you think, God, is that a cockroach in a tuxedo? Frame, and then there's stuff online on the website that appears in front of your eyes. It's like a deep, dark side of Lita. You know, it's done by Rob Zombie's bass player, which should sum it up. Right,
exactly. There. Another one of my favorites. Love Rob.
Oh, me too. Me too. And you know, the movie Halloween. He's got that coming out. So they're really into it now. They're really into the weirdness and the dark side of things.
Oh, well, you know, I got to tell you, I love his music, his filmmaking, and I can really see an influence of that in, like, this whole thing with Wicked Wonderland. And I was going to say, when I was looking at it and listening to the music, you know, it seemed like a Tim Burton movie, you know? Just like, you know, it's like got this, but with a lot more sexual tension. Let me just say that. I wouldn't see this in an animated form, although that could be interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting that you should say Tim Burton.
Really?
I know exactly what you mean.
Well, you know, let's talk a minute about the sexual component to this record. Because, I mean, you've never shied away at all from just being who you are, which I think is a great thing. You know, it seems like, as far as rock is concerned, and I don't know, maybe I'm just looking at it from a woman's perspective, but it seems like, you know, guys in rock kind of always have cornered the market in, you know, having the hot, sexy songs and videos and whatnot to go along with it. And, you know, when you were, you know, doing that, even, you know, in the 80s, 90s, did you find that it was, you know, looked at differently just because you were a female in rock? And do you think it's changed now?
Oh, boy. Has it changed now? It's gotten to be easier now, whereas before so many things were being banned.
Right.
Hungry for Your Sex.
Yeah.
Old Lita song. It says, I want to taste your sweet thing, I want to feel the sting of your sex. And the radio stations wouldn't play it.
Yeah.
And I thought, what? You got to be kidding me. And they wouldn't play it because it was too sexual. Now you got people singing about anal sex and homosexuality and, you know, any kind of sex, doesn't matter what it is. It's getting radio airplay.
Right.
So these days, something like Wicked Wonderland is really a walk in the park for a radio station because there's really nothing to ban.
True.
You know, there's a couple of lines where we had to ban the word pussy and I think it's shit. I think, oh, is it fuck?
Yeah, probably fuck, because,
there's
yeah.
A shit and a couple fucks, and we had to take those out and because of Walmart and Target.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just totally understandable. I could, Walmart and Target is a whole other animal, so.
Right.
I could see that. But these days, yeah, things are definitely changed, definitely easier than the older days. But, you know, sex sells.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
What Jim said, what'd you say about pornography, Jim? It's the largest selling commodity. Sex is the biggest thing on the net, pornography.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's everywhere, and I mean, you know, in music, it's always been there to some degree, but I think, you know, now, I don't know what really would be holding anybody back from incorporating that if that's who they are and what they want to do, you know?
Right, right. Rock and roll and sex go hand in hand anyway.
Absolutely, they always have, you know? I mean, to me, and I've said this before, you know, when I've had this conversation with, you know, classic rock artists, I guess I should say, because for us, we cover all genres of rock, and believe me, there's so much in between, you know, and a lot of things that you probably wouldn't even consider rock. So, you know, a classic rock show for me, I mean, you should come out of there horny as hell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's done right, I mean, that's the feeling that is generated. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Why not put that on a record? You know, to me, that's what would sell. Well, let me ask
you. Funny.
Well, you know, it's true, really. You want to charge up the audience, and you know what's going to charge them up and make them feel part of it more than that.
Definitely.
Well, let me ask you, what the first single is? It going to be Crave, or is that already hitting the airwaves?
Crave seems to be everybody's favorite so far off the 5-song EP.
Right.
Then Peace. So I think Crave is just a little bit ahead of Peace. I think that bass line has sort of lured everybody in. As soon as they hear that, they're like, who is that? What, you know, they want to hear it again.
Right.
They're getting requests. Some of the radio stations have got it in heavy rotation already. And the album's not out yet. So Crave is doing very well.
What is your favorite on this 15-song full CD?
Oh, boy.
There's so many to choose from.
I don't know. I pretty much love the whole album. Honestly, I really do love the whole album.
Yeah.
There's pieces of every song that lure you in. There's hooks on every song. There's riffs on every song. And there's also little things in the background that you know, like I said, you don't really hear the first time you listen to the album.
Right.
Second time you hear it, you hear a little bit more. Third time you hear it, you're like, whoa, you're off in Wicked Wonderland. And I don't know. And the meanings, the lyrical meaning, the lyrical content of the album, I think, is more intellectual than it's been in the past. Co-written by Jim Gillette and Greg Hampton, the three of us came up with just rock and roll, lyrical sexuality, and it's about our family. It's about our home life.
Well, that's the other thing that I think is great about it, because I mean, maybe to the casual listener, they won't pick that up right away, but you know, anyone who knows anything about you, they're going to kind of see that. And you know, I really, you know, I appreciate the way that you guys are just, you know, you're out there, you don't mind talking about your family life and who you are, and I think, you know, it's great because you guys seem so dedicated to your family.
Well, that's our whole life, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to do a record. We don't have to do a record because we need the money or anything like that. We want to do a record. It's something that we want to do because it's in our hearts.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what makes it sound the way it does. It's not something that the record company I'm held contractually to.
Right.
This is something that we wanted to do after 15 years of not making any music. There's a lot of built up energy inside of us, and it's a good way to let it loose.
Well, let me ask you about that, since, you know, you mentioned you've been time away from the music business, and anyone who has ever played, who's ever been out on the road and had any kind of even minute success, I don't talk to anyone who doesn't say, God, I just want to be back out on the road, I just want to play. So, I mean, obviously
it's addicting.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can imagine it would be, because for me, just what I do in this small little part of the music business, I mean, I love what I do, because I love talking to people about music. So I can imagine if I was out there entertaining people, I'd never want to be home. So for you, you guys put your family, you know, first, and that's amazing. But how did you deal with, you know, the time away? I mean, did you do things, you know, musically that maybe the general public doesn't know about? Were you writing? Were you doing other things?
We did write a little bit for our kids, which is kind of fun. Nothing for us.
Right.
For the kids. James and Rocco, they've got some songs that are really cool. Some of them have been recorded as demos, and some of them haven't been recorded at all. But in time, we're going to put out a record for them. James is playing guitar now like you wouldn't believe.
Really?
And I'm not sure if it's me or him playing.
That's awesome.
So good. He's 12.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how old is he? That's amazing.
It's it really is amazing, and he's got a good teacher, you know. I'm sitting there going, no, you got to get the vibrato like this, you know. You got to play the lick like this, and he's soaking it all in. And we take him on tour with us everywhere we go, so he's met a lot of rock and roll stars and
right.
seen a lot of rock and roll bands play, and he's soaking it all in. So
that's
I know
so cool.
He's going to come out of it being a monster. I know it.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. I have a daughter who wants to play. I mean, she wants to play guitar like crazy. So, you know, that's what I wish that I had learned to do so that I could teach her. So, you know, I really would like her to learn the right way, you know?
Yeah.
So that's tough to find someone that good, you know?
And you got to teach them from the classics, too. You can't start with somebody like Britney Spears. You got to start.
Oh God, no!
You know, from the classics like Black Sabbath or
right.
AC/DC, or you know what I mean. And start from the very beginning. Where did they learn it from? Where does it come from?
Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's exactly what I want her to do, is find someone who could teach her that way. So I'm on the hunt. So that's my mission in life. But let me ask you about
as much as anybody.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, she's so talented. She's very creative. She's an excellent writer.
How old is she?
She's just turned 16. Just actually yesterday turned 16,
man.
And she's
an age where she's a sponge.
Oh yeah. She's a fantastic photographer. She actually photographs concerts. She's great. She's had several artists use her photos, you know. And she writes like crazy. I mean, she's just so good. So if she picked up an instrument, there's no telling what she could do.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, and she's gorgeous too.
The right path.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. So speaking of which, because she reminded me of this next thing that I'm going to ask you about, is your video game that just, is it already released or it's going to be released shortly, Brutal Legend?
Brutal Legend will be out October, I believe it's 13th, it's mid-October, I can't give you the exact date, I forgot, but it's mid-October. We do have a song on it, Brutal Legend is the game, Betrayal is the song.
Right, well let me tell you, my son already has downloaded the demo on Xbox. He's 19, and he is a total fan of rock and metal, like crazy. So he's been playing this, and I've been watching him play, and the game just kicks so much ass. I love it. And I love that you're in it. I think that's so cool. And so many great rock and metal legends with music in this is just phenomenal.
And the soundtrack is insane, too.
I know.
I don't know if they've told you, but I don't know, there's like 100 songs on the damn thing. I don't know how they got it.
I know, when I was reading the list of artists, I was like, wait a second, how is this all in here?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I don't know how they've done it, but they've done it. I'm just happy to be part of, you know, one of the voices on the game. I get to be the queen. So it really is awesome for me.
Well, that's definitely fitting.
Very happy about that.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm really glad. And my daughter is now getting into playing video games along with my son, which that's what reminded me that she's pretty intense, which kind of reminded me of you. She just, especially when she's playing, she's just dropping F-bombs and yelling at the screen. I'm just like, where is this coming from? She's got a lot of angst, you know, which is why she would be a great guitarist, I think. She's crazy. All right, so the last thing I was going to ask you about was your tour coming up with Queensryche. You said it starts in what, a week?
Let's see. Yeah, mid-October. Everything happens mid-October. October's our month. It starts mid-October and it goes through to mid-November. So it's 31 days, 26 shows.
Wow, that's intense. And what a great band to be on tour with.
I'm honored. I'm absolutely honored to be on stage with them.
Now, you're going to be singing, you're going to do Close My Eyes Forever, aren't you, as a duet with Jeff Tate?
Do a duet with Jeff Tate. Wow. And we're going to play three or four new songs. Of course, Queensryche are going to play the songs. I'll sing them. I'll jam on guitar a little bit with their guitar player. And that'll be it.
I don't know if you're coming through my area, but if you are, I'm going to be there because I've never had the pleasure of seeing you live.
So, where's your area?
I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina at the moment. I'm originally from California, but I've been living out here for the past few years.
Okay, when Jim comes back in here, I'll have him pull it up on the computer, the tour dates.
Oh, cool.
Actually, I think it's on MySpace.
Oh, yeah, I'll look it up. I'm sure either that or I even have it. Your publicist probably sent it to me. Just everything's a blur with the million interviews I have going, so I would love to see this tour.
Not coming through Raleigh-Durham. I couldn't imagine, so
yeah.
Get out. I'm pretty sure we do go through that part of town.
Well, that'd be awesome. I'll definitely set that up with your publicist and see if I can cover that show. I'd love to see you guys.
Cool.
All right, cool. Well, is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you wanted to share with your fans who might be listening to the podcast?
Oh, I just miss everybody so much, and I'm so happy to be back. And I hope you like my new album. You know, it's really written from the heart for the fans, and from my family to their families, and I just hope everybody likes it.
Well, I can
isn't something I had to do. I did it because I wanted to.
Well, that's the best time to write any record, I think, is when you just have that passion and inspiration to do it, and not because some label is saying, okay, you owe us an album.
Yeah, there's no pressure.
Right. And I can say, just from somebody who's loved your music from the past, this is just such a phenomenal piece of work that I know your fans are going to love this.
Well, pour yourself a glass of wine and put on your headphones and crank it away. Get that artwork out.
Oh, no shit. I'm going to do that later. Well, let me close by doing something I do with everyone that I talk to. And this is totally up to you if you want to do it. But I let the artist ask me a question if they want to at the end of our interview. And it could be anything at all under the sun, and we're not censored. So if you'd like to ask something, ask away.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
Before.
Well, I try and make it a little different. I've had some interesting questions come from people like Dee Snider and, you know.
Oh yeah, trust Dee. Dee's pretty good.
I love Dee.
Actually, he's, you know, a critic himself, but me, I'm not. I never ask people questions. I just like, okay, you are who you are. I don't need to ask why you do this.
Right.
Where did you come from and why did you do that? I'm a person that never asks anybody anything.
Yeah, I agree. I try really hard to not ask the same boring stuff that people usually ask, and sometimes it's hard to get away from that when you're trying to cover certain things, you know. But
yeah.
I try and just talk to people more than anything, and you know, and Dee was great. He kept it real light and just, of course, dirty and whatever. So, you know, if you want to ask, you can. If not, that's cool.
Well, how long have you been a writer?
I've been a writer for.
Decide to be a writer.
I'm sorry.
What made you decide to be a writer?
Well, you know, ever since I was in high school, I loved to write and I loved music. I was sang all through high school, and probably wish I would have continued that, but, you know, got married young and that whole thing, you know. So I stopped kind of doing those things that I really, really were my passions at the time. And I waited until after my kids were both like high school age to kind of get back into it. It's been maybe 4 years now that I've been full on just back into publishing work and writing and talking to artists and combining music and writing and now photography, which are all things I love to do.
Awesome. Me too. I love photography.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's addicting just as much as music is for me, you know, just to get that great shot. So, yeah, it's just something I could talk to artists about music all day, so it doesn't really feel like work to me.
It sounds like your daughter's following in your footsteps.
A little, and my son's a writer, so, you know, he writes horror, you know, he loves horror stuff, so.
Cool, well, he's probably a Rob Zombie fan.
Oh my God, we all are. We all sit there and watch everything he's ever done.
I love the new Halloween movie coming out. The trailers are awesome.
I know.
It says, what does he say, you can run, you can hide, or you can fight like hell.
Exactly. And this is supposed to be so bloody.
That you think, oh my God, I gotta see this.
I'm dying to see this. The first one he did, the first remake, was just, it blew me away.
There's an ad coming out for Wicked Wonderland done by Piggy D. And it says, in 1995, and the credits are rolling, a legend disappeared. In 2009, it says, what the hell does he say? Oh, he says, in 2009, the legend reappears and Payback, and the credits are rolling, and the picture comes up, and it's a woman. And Payback, it says that in 2009, and Payback is a bitch. And then it shows a picture of Lita, right?
Right.
Shotgun.
Oh, God.
It's really cool. And it's got that same Halloween 3 vibe to it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I can't wait for it to come out. But we're working on it now. It's just about done. It'll probably be on television as well.
Oh, that's so sweet.
The internet.
Well, when it is on the internet, and as soon as I can get it, I'll put that on our intro page. So
cool.
That'll be really
great.
Cool.
I'd love that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're going to be reviewing the record, of course, along with this. And so, you know, we're going to try and support this as much as we possibly can.
Great. Well, you're a good fan.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You're the pretty much great guitarist and artist, period. So it's an honor for us to do anything to support the record and to talk to you today. It's been fun.
Thanks. Thank you very much. And it's great to be back. I'm just so overwhelmed with everybody. The response and the welcome back has been phenomenal.
Well, you've been missed. You know, we don't have artists like you out here right now, even though there's more women in rock. I mean, it's not women in rock per se, like you're a woman in rock. So it's, here goes my voice again.
I can hear you. That's how mine sounds.
You're sounding better than me at the moment.
It's their jiu-jitsu class, and I got to do another interview in the car on the way there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, get going.
I'm going to have to get going, but it was an absolute pleasure talking to you. And if you ever want to talk again or anything we can do or you need photographs or anything like that, please, you have our email address or you have Elaine's address, phone number, email, anything like that. Just give us a buzz.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate that so much.
Anytime.
All right. Well, you take care and rest your voice.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thanks, Lita.
Bye.
Bye-bye.